The Vermont Conversation with David Goodman, exploring ideas with innovators, change makers, business leaders, politicians, and activists. A special feature from Vermont Business for Social Responsibility, underwritten in part by CW Print and Design, formerly Coffee World, your local digital print shop, offering quick design and printing services for projects of all sizes. By Green Mountain Power, partnering with customers on energy transformation while delivering clean, reliable, and cost-effective power. The Alchemist, serving the greater Waterbury community and Vermont since 2003. UVM Medical Center, Burlington, Vermont, the heart and science of medicine. By Concept 2, designers and manufacturers of Concept 2 rowing oars, indoor rower, and ski erg. Proud to support nonprofit groups such as Local Motion, Vermont's statewide nonprofit advocate for walkable and bikeable communities. Let's Grow Kids, focusing on the first years of child development, as well as over 750 VBSR business members who believe that sustainable business practices value people, planet, and profit. Learn more at www.vbsr.org.
Welcome to this week's Vermont Conversation. I was thinking combination because we have a rather unique combination of issues we're going to discuss this week. This week on the show, in the second half hour, we'll be speaking with James Lyle. He's the new director of the Vermont American Civil Liberties Union chapter, about some of President Trump's new executive orders and how they relate to Vermonters and what Vermonters can do. But in the first half hour, we're going to be talking about sailing, despite the fact that there may be no open water for miles. Well, I'm not sure if the Lake Champlain has frozen over completely yet. We're going to be looking forward to what is in store with the Lake Champlain Community Sailing Center. This is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to encourage and celebrate the responsible use and long-term stewardship of Lake Champlain by providing the community with educational and recreational access to the lake. The Community Sailing Center is the only organization in the area that provides lake access to over 6,000 people each year, regardless of age, ability, or income. And here to talk about it is Mark Naud. He is the executive director of the Lake Champlain Community Sailing Center. Mark, welcome to the Vermont Conversation.
Dave, thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
So one of the reasons for having this conversation is because you have some very big changes afoot where the sailing center is going to be moving out of tents, garages, and porta potties into a very new facility. So talk about where the Lake Champlain Community Sailing Center has been and where it's going.
Well, we have operated out of the waterfront adjacent to Burlington City Water Department for over 22 years now. We started in the Moran plant, served about 17 people with some borrowed boats and got some kids out on the lake. Our founder, Marcel Bowden, and a bunch of other sailor and supporters saw this movement of sailing, community sailing centers around the country, and thought we can do that here, and convinced city officials to sort of let them squat in the Moran station. So they got going. Marcel Bowden is an architect locally in Lake Champlain Basin and had designed the community boathouse down on the waterfront where Splash and other fun activities to connect to the lake are. And I think he thought that the access and the opportunities that sailing and paddling might provide to the community could happen out of there. And it became clear that that was more of a marina facility. And so he sought points north and planted themselves in the Moran station about a decade ago when they started cleaning out Moran and preparing it for some adaptive reuse plan, and there's been numerous and continue to this day. They asked us to move into a windowless public works garage. So we gained heat, actually gained some running water, lost our windows, and have been there for the last 10 years and expanded to, as you said, serving over 6,500 people last year. And we've done it with about a 1,200 square foot garage, about 100 different boats that are ours and we use to get people out on the lake. And then a 20 by 40 foot tent, which is our classroom for our educational programming, and two porta potties. It's been a remarkable transition. And so where we're headed is with a lot of remarkable support from the city, city residents who voted to approve a tax increment financing allocation for infrastructure, public infrastructure investment in the waterfront. We're building a 22,000 square foot building. It'll have windows, it'll have flush toilets and lockers and classrooms and administrative offices and maintenance facilities and storage facilities for us just north of where the new skate park is on the waterfront, north of Waterfront Park. So remarkable opportunities in front of us.
You're listening to the Vermont Conversation. We're talking to Mark Naud, the executive director of the Lake Champlain Community Sailing Center. And if you want to join the conversation, if you're somebody who uses the lake or are a sailor, you can call and share your story. It's 244-1777 or toll-free 877-291-8255. So, Mark, sailing has a bit of a reputation as something done at yacht clubs with, you know, men with ascots and things like that. So tell us the other side of sailing that you serve.
So you're right. Sailing has a perspective or a perception that it's rich white people at yacht clubs. And anyone who's seen where we are sort of in the shadows of the Moran Station recognize that that's not at all what we do. We provide and use sailing as a teaching tool. It's a remarkable life skills trick, we like to call it. Sailing is about setting goals. It's about teamwork. It's about communication. It's about leadership. It's about active followership. Someone's driving the boat, but everyone else on board needs to make sure that things are working properly so that the boat is moving where you want it to go. Then we use it. It's a physics lesson. It's geometry. It's water quality. It's lake ecology. Sailing kids through our floating classrooms program, where we try to get every fourth and fifth grader in the city of Burlington out in a STEM-based science, technology, engineering, math opportunity that's connected to their standards-based curriculum. They're engaged, physically hands-on experiential learning, and place-based. This is where you live. So we use that as a tool to make stronger connections to the lake. You know, something that I've recognized this center over the 20 or so years I've been involved, I was a board member and then became the executive director, when the opportunity for the construction of the new facility became real. It had just been a dream and a vision, and city support and political support and financial support from significant business and philanthropists in town decided it was time. In fact, it was past time. So I recognize we're a lake-based community, and we tend to take it for granted. And that's because there's a lot of barriers of access. It's the perception barrier you talked about. There's a physical barrier. There just aren't that many places that are convenient, easy, affordable, or public to get out on the lake, unless you own a boat or have a friend with a boat.
And talk about that. What do you have in the way of boats that people can use? What do people need to use the sailing center?
So first you need a motivation. I want to get out in the lake and come to us and look for that connection. Second is put on a PFD, do some preliminary training to go out on a kayak or a paddleboard, and go out and have fun. And then sailing, if you've got some sailing experience, we have boats for rent. We also do instruction for 6-year-olds to 96-year-olds. And we'd love to teach you safe, proper access out into the lake, how to use the boats that we have. We've got 14-foot dinghies to 24-foot keel boats, which are bigger and hold more people and more stable, less wet, and get out on the lake and get out as often as you can. You know, you mentioned lake being frozen. You know, 2 years ago, the lake was entirely frozen, and there's a lot of pent-up energy waiting for the lake to get soft again. We host University of Vermont's Sailing Club. they're nationally ranked. Most people don't recognize UVM as having a powerhouse sailing team.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real ice on the lake right now. I'll venture to guess they're out sailing next week because their competitors down south, when it's 40 degrees and they're like, oh, it's too cold. But when it's 40 degrees and open water up here, the UVM kids get out there and are ready to train.
Now, you say there's no ice. I happen to have friends who've been skating on the lake, so you can't say there's no ice or they'd be in big trouble.
Not on the broad lake where we are.
Not in the center.
There's not much ice even inside Burlington Harbor right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
What is your background that brought you to run a sailing center?
So I grew up in Detroit, came out to the University of Vermont back in 1981 when the Flynn just started and Church Street just started. And I was thinking about the university and the mountains. I really think about the lake. And I'd grown up in the Great Lakes, sailing and access to water all the time. I met a few people the first day on campus and asked if you guys sailed. And he invited me for a ride. And I've come to recognize that Lake Champlain is probably the greatest lake of them all. Hmm. It's remarkable location, remarkable assets, and for me, we've got this manageable scale of human population surrounding it that taking care of it is an option. The Great Lakes are so huge, they feel like these monstrous seas almost, you know, you can't see across it.
Now, your name, the Champlain Sailing Center, suggests that it's all done with sailboats, but in fact, you do paddle sports, canoes, sea kayaks. Are those all available for people to use or rent?
They're all available. We really just focus on human-powered craft.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of people that do well with powerboats and fishing boats and that sort of thing. And we've just identified that that's our sweet spot, and those are the tools we use to create those stronger community connections.
Hmm. What about the interplay of people in motorboats and people in human-powered craft? It gets anybody down on the shore on a nice summer day, you see lots of kayakers and paddleboarders and sailors, but some very big powerboats out on the lake. So talk about a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the rules of the road out on the lake are that the sailboats have right away, right? Power boats have to give way. There's a couple of big boats, the ferries and Spirit of Ethan Allen, that they're big, so we tend to get out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
And our location on the north end of the waterfront, so we're sort of outside of that dense power boat zone of the harbor, and we tend to go north towards North Beach and then out into the lake. There's no question there's a bunch of density increasing as people are enjoying the lake more and finding those opportunities. That's good. It means that we're doing something right, that we're creating more connections for people. But in general, it's not so busy that there's conflict between those users. We tend to be considerate and kind in Vermont, and both on land and in the water.
We're talking with Mark Naught. He is the executive director of the Lake Champlain Sailing Center, the Community Sailing Center. And, Mark, there are some remarkable statistics related to what you guys are doing. Last year, about 1,900 people received scholarships to participate in your programs. What would those scholarships go to support?
Well, we make certain that no one is turned away. So whether you participate as a school classroom in one of our floating classroom programs or in our Women and Wind program, which is gender-specific programming, recognizing the sort of the gender disparity within the perceptions and reality of the sport of sailing, with our Adaptive Water Sports program, which is in partnership with Vermont Adaptive, and with Special Olympics to provide access to get out in the lake for people with physical or developmental disabilities, or leadership, which really is our, those are our community partners and our programs with King Street, Boys and Girls Club, Sarah Holbrook Center, where typical folks disenfranchised populations at both perception and physical access out into the lake. They wouldn't have those experiences, and we're really focused on youth character development with that, using those tools and experiences of the curriculum of sailing and paddling to engage them with the lake, self-empowerment, self-esteem, communication, teamwork, and make those stronger connections that they bring back into the classroom, into their communities, into their homes, and into their relationships with others. So,
say a little bit about the adaptive water sports program for people with disabilities. How does somebody who is perhaps in a wheelchair or in some other way limited in their physical abilities, how do they get out on boats?
So our partnership with Vermont Adaptive is maybe unique. We have the equipment. We have the U.S. Sailing Certified instructors, and we have that expertise train for supporting folks with physical disabilities and developmental disabilities to get out and use specialized equipment. It's been adaptive, so we have a sonar. It's a 24-foot keelboat that has a gimbaled seat that then has a hoop steering system. So if you have limited upper mobility, rather than standing and moving and ducking a boom and using a tiller, there's a fairly fluid, easy mechanism for maneuvering the boat. We have two other boats called Martin 16s that are joystick driven. They can be electronic or mechanical, where an individual can be moved into, supported into the boat. It's 14 feet or 16 feet long, and they become in control of their own destiny. There's a jump seat behind where an aide or a support staff might sail with them, and they go out and they experience it. It's kind of leveling the playing field. Those boats were designed specifically so an able-bodied or a Paralympic sailor could compete in a level platform.
There are also high school sailing teams. You mentioned the UVM sailing team. Which high schools are having sailing
teams? So we have a community high school team, which means that any student, homeschooled, private schooled, public schooled, has an opportunity to participate in a competitive sport of sailing. They practice and then they travel, Maine and New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, and compete within a interscholastic sailing association. Inside our program, if there are enough students from a specific high school, more than five, they can create their own team within that team and register and compete. So Burlington High School, Champlain Valley Union, Essex some years when there's enough staff, Colchester, Vermont Common School. We had a couple homeschooled students. We had a remarkable Rock Point student who sailed with us over the last 2 years. South Burlington, my daughter's at South Burlington, is on the team, and it's a remarkable opportunity that brings these students from otherwise disparate, pretty competitive schools in the traditional sports, and it's a really great program.
Share a vignette or two, an image of something that sticks out in your mind of what the full promise is of a community sailing center.
Well, beyond the amenities of that so many of us take for granted, of windows and doors and flush toilets and fully functioning internet access so that we can have our computer systems running for the work that we do. The new facility, it's the Palmerlo Community Waterfront Campus and Raymond P. Sullivan Sailing Education Center, is the foundation of a whole new generation of community members being able to really have this home where they can connect to the lake. That isn't a club, right? We're non-membership. It's not about that private association sense of ownership. It's about ownership of something that's public and grand. You know, Lake Champlain is the biggest thing any of us are ever going to own. We all own a piece of it. But I was just saying, we take it for granted. We tend to look at it. If you're down on the waterfront in Burlington, it's spectacular. One of the most beautiful waterfronts in the world. You look across to the Adirondacks and sunset and turn and step away. Or you have no access to it. You have no perception of access. So many people we find, may have been on a ferry boat, might have been on an aluminum boat, but never really had that experience. And then we know that there's certain therapeutic values of moving through wind and water and waves, whether it's in a paddleboard or a sailboat. It's pretty remarkable.
Last year, you provided access to over 6,000 people to the lake. This is the Lake Champlain Community Sailing Center. What's your vision now that you have a new home? What's your goal for how it would work?
Well, moving into the new home, increasing awareness of the opportunities that we provide. We'd like to see over 10,000 people going through our doors over the next few years, doubling that maybe in about 5 years. When we reach that, we might be worried about not having built enough space. But for now, we see a great growth opportunity to expand our programs. Some of our programs are award-winning nationally. We're perceived as a national leader in our innovative programming and the diversity of our programming. For such a relatively small market of Greater Burlington, and operating out of a small garage and in porta potties and a tent, our impacts in connecting people who would never have that access, the depth and breadth of our programming, our peers and colleagues around the country, they look at us and say, "Wow, how do you guys pull that off?" And in such challenging conditions. And so the promise is to grow our programming, continue to be a leader, and expand that and provide more opportunities with all of our partners, whether they're ECHO and the Burlington School District or the University of Vermont or Champlain College or Vermont Adaptive, bringing more and more people into the lake.
One of the things that's interesting here is some of the groups you're mentioning I know of in their winter identity, Vermont Adaptive, of course, people who ski at places like Sugar Bush and Bolton see the sit skis and the things with the Vermont right. Adaptive. I see that the Chill Foundation from Burton Snowboards also. So these are groups that are using water in all its forms, its frozen and liquid form. What is the Chill Foundation doing on the lake?
Well, Chill has a really fantastic program they created and share around the country with their satellite groups to use snowboards. And we looked at that and said, paddleboards work too. We can implement the same curriculum, which is really great curriculum that we've taken and borrowed and expanded with the support of the Chill Foundation into our programming. And get out and get on the lake so that, with the primarily the new American population that's in Greater Burlington now, the vignette I think about is taking students from Winooski out on a sailboat and getting them offshore just past the breakwater and them looking back and looking at the skyline in Burlington and saying, "Where's that?" And that's where you live. And it's a transformational experience for our instructors. It's a transformational experience for them. And that's part of that community connection that happens. So many of these kids have not very meaningful connections to any significant water body. And yet, Lake Champlain, that biggest thing we're ever going to own, is the economic and cultural engine of our state, right? It defines so much about our place. And so that place-based experiential learning that happens through sailing or through paddling provides this really powerful connection that they bring back into their homes, into their communities, into their classrooms, and shifts how they think about the rest of the things that are happening and the opportunities in their community.
Okay, well, Mark Naught, I want to thank you. Mark Naught is the executive director of the Lake Champlain Community Sailing Center, which is about to move into brand new digs on the waterfront in Burlington. Mark, thanks so much for joining us on the Vermont Conversation.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And we'll be back just after the news with James Lyle of the Vermont ACLU.